Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll be honest with you, I've really been focused on John chapter 7 through 8 for quite some time now. It's hard for me to think of anything else. Just keep reading it over and over again, or listening to it if I go down to prison. I would recommend that you do this, that you focus on some part of the scripture, especially the gospel, and just read it over and over again. Of course, you should be reading all the gospels, and you should read them at least a couple, three, four, five times through each every year. But sometimes I just focus on a portion of them. And there's a lot of things in John 5 through 8 that just absolutely resonate with me, and they seem to get louder and louder. As I spoke before once, that it's like banging a drum. It keeps getting louder and louder in my heart. And I wanted to speak about something that actually I spoke about a little while ago. Most of you didn't hear it. It was at the first year memorial for my son, Daniel. If you've ever lost someone very close to you, you know that there are a zillion things that make you remember your loved one. The obvious things, you know, like their birthday and their anniversary and the anniversary of their death and things like that. But also just lots of other things besides the holidays. I was just thinking about, I'm not sure why I started thinking about, but I started thinking about, well, I guess I know why. This past week was Daniel's birthday. He would have been 22. And also the anniversary, if there is such a thing, of his 40 days. His 40 days occurred just before his birthday. Excuse me, his birthday occurred just before his 40 days. So he made it to 20. He didn't make it to 21. And by that time, we already were commemorating him as reposed. And so I was thinking about the service that we had at the graveyard, at the cemetery. We actually had it outside. And there were some challenges because it was super windy. But I saw all these young girls, some of them were as young as maybe 13 or 14, that were there with Mother Barbara. She does this every year. She has sort of like a camp, shall we say, where the young girls, they live the monastic life for a couple weeks. What a fantastic idea. I hope all of the young girls in our parish will do that. It doesn't mean you have to become a monastic. Most people don't become monastics. But I'll say to you something that I believe with all my heart, and it might sound extremely inflammatory to you, but I've said those kinds of things before, and I'll keep saying them again because that's my nature. You don't have to become a monk to be saved, but if you don't love monasticism, I don't think you can be saved. Monasticism informs everything in the church. If it weren't for monasticism, the church would not have been preserved. It's God's way of preserving the church. And there are some things in monasticism that really appeal to me. And these are the things that I want to talk to you about today. They're general things, but they must apply to your life if you are to be a Christian. Otherwise, you're just, I don't know what you are, if you're not these things. One thing is, be aggressive. Be aggressive. Life is meant to be lived aggressively, not aggressively towards other people. We're supposed to be meek and mild and forgiving towards other people. But if you haven't noticed, in order to do that, you've got to be aggressive. You got to be aggressive, not with a person, but with yourself. Because you got to tell yourself, shut up when you want to say something that's a little bit wrong to say. Stop thinking that and pray for this person instead of thinking bad things about them. You've got to be aggressive. If you don't live life aggressively, you're not living life. And monasticism is about aggressively living life, about taking the kingdom of heaven by violence. Now, I stand out there, you know, in front of the altar, and I see cars driving at 10:20, 10:30. That's not aggressive. Aggressive is getting here at 9:30. Aggressive is saying your prayers in the morning, preparing yourself for the mysteries. Aggressive is saying your prayers every day and not just haphazardly. Aggressive is forcing yourself to do things. Aggressive is fasting when you don't feel like fasting. Aggressive is forgiving your brother. Aggressive is forcing yourself to do things to forgive your brother. Not just say, well, you know, that person did something terrible to me and I just can't get it out of my head. Well, do something to get out of your head. Be aggressive. You can't be saved without aggression. You just can't. And I saw all these young people when I was serving the liturgy on Daniel's Memorial Day, and their life is all in front of them. And they were happy, by the way. They were so happy. They looked happier than any kids I've ever seen at camp, because they were just doing things around the monastery, and they were praying and learning the services, and they were doing some crafts and stuff like that. They were very happy, and I wondered in my mind's eye, in 10 years, what will these children be like? They'll be adults. They probably have children by then, or married by then, or halfway into a career or whatever. Will they have that same excitement about life? You have to cultivate that excitement aggressively. That's why I keep asking you guys all the time, and I'm generally disappointed with the answers. Do you read the Bible? People are inconsistent at that. Why? How can you be inconsistent reading the Bible? You got to do it. It's necessary. If you're a diabetic, are you going to take insulin? Well, some diabetics don't, or they eat poorly and they die. You got to be aggressive. Aggression is very, very important. Aggressive with yourself, not with others. Aggressive against your sins. Now, with being aggressive is another thing. Look for opportunities and take every single one. Don't miss an opportunity. You know that I like to talk to you all the time about the Gergesenes, right? And how when the man was healed of the exercise of the demons and they all went into the pigs and the pigs died, the people came out and they were afraid and they asked Jesus to leave. Well, that was an opportunity they lost. What they should have done is said, Lord, forgive us for our sins. We've been terrible Jews, raising pigs, acting like pigs, living like pigs, and you've shaken us up. So help us. He would have stayed. He would have talked to them, just like he did with the Samaritans. But what do? Leave. They lost an opportunity. How many opportunities do we have that we lose? Now, if you're living life aggressively, if you're looking for stuff, then you're going to find things. They're going to find you all the time. They're going to find you. Marina and I have discovered this. We found dozens of people that have had terrible losses. I'd say more in this 2 years than the past 10. Probably because we're more attuned to it. We're looking for it. Probably we didn't see opportunities 10 years ago. And God forgive us for that. But we're more aware. We find out about somebody who's committed suicide about every week, and we put them on our list. Find out about people that are having some trouble, some trauma. They just seem to come to us because we're more aware. Because we're trying to take advantage of the opportunities. Opportunities that have come about because my son died. You must look for opportunities, and you must take them. In the morning, you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to get up and to pray while your mind is still clear, while the house is still quiet, before you have to go to work. Or you can just get up just in time, have a cup of coffee, and run out the door. You've lost an opportunity if you do that. Somebody comes to you or is around you in your office or in your wherever it is that you see daily on the street or whatever, and they act a little weird. There's an opportunity. Perhaps they need some comfort. Perhaps you just need to talk to them. Perhaps you just need to pray for them. Perhaps you need to look at them like they're not weird, which would be an experience for them, because most of the time people look at them like they're weird. This is an opportunity for you. There are hundreds of opportunities every single day, and you must take advantage of them. Otherwise, who are we? Are we really Christians? If we live our life sort of just pathetically and sort of lazily, we don't do anything really bad, mind you. But what do we do that's good? Do you cry out to God every day? Or do you say, well, I have trouble keeping my prayer rule. Yeah, sometimes I pray, sometimes I don't. I'm really bad at it, blah, blah, blah. Well, what are you going to do about it? You're going to be aggressive? I certainly talk about it all the time. You can come to me and ask about it. It's one of my favorite subjects to talk about. Do you get your prayer rope out and pray the Jesus prayer? Or do you pray for 5 seconds and go, this is boring. My mind is wandering. I'm thinking about stuff. Maybe even I'm thinking about bad stuff. Maybe I have bad images that come into my mind. So, of course, I got to put it down then. Somehow there's not as many bad images when you're watching TV. You've got to be aggressive. And you've got to look for opportunities. Look at all these children in this parish. Where are they going to be in 15, 20 years? They're going to still be coming to church? They're going to bring their children to church? Or are they going to become disillusioned, like it seems most people in the world become? Or just worldly or lazy? What are you doing to teach your children that the most important thing in life is Jesus Christ? What are you doing to be aggressive in teaching them these things? I understand we all have sins, we all have problems, and pretty much every parent laments that they lose their self-control with their child or things like that. That's just stupid human tricks. I don't care about that stuff. God doesn't care about that stuff either. He cares about where's your heart. Is your heart that you want with all of your heart Jesus Christ? Then be aggressive. Pick up the Bible. Keep reading it. You don't understand it? Keep reading it. You don't understand it? Ask about it. Keep praying. Get a list of people to pray for. If you don't have a list of people to pray for, then you haven't been listening to me for the past zillion years. Get a list. Pray for those people. Consider that more important than breakfast. Consider it more important than breathing. These are the kinds of things that really change our souls. To be aggressive in the way we live. And as you're aggressive, be aggressively looking for opportunities. And I tell you, if you start looking, you'll start finding them. Of course, if you look for opportunities and you say, well, not that one. That one's a little hard. You can't do that. If there's an opportunity, you got to do it. Don't be afraid. God won't throw it all at you at once. He's not going to ask you to be like St. Cosmas Aetolos and travel all over Asia Minor and preach to people. He just wants you to look outside yourself and aggressively look for opportunities to love those that are his beloved and to pray and then not miss opportunities to fast when you should and all the rest. This is necessary to save your souls. I said I've been reading the Gospel of John over and over, the 5-8. And here's something from chapter 8 that I just, every time I read it, it just absolutely speaks to me. He's talking with the Jews, and the Jews, of course, are, this is the elite Jews, that is. Not all the Jews. Many of the Jews came to know Jesus Christ intimately. But the elite Jews, the ones who weren't aggressive, they were aggressive towards their fellow man, but not towards themselves. They weren't taking opportunities to save their souls. They were taking opportunities to line their pockets. So you definitely have to take the right opportunities and be aggressive in the right way. And he's talking to them, and they're just absolutely livid with him, mostly because he healed a man on the Sabbath day, a man who was crippled, and he told him to take up his bed and walk. Imagine to be angry that that happens on the Sabbath day, to do good on the Sabbath day instead of doing evil. They were angry about that. So a lot of this area of John is really around that time. And so he's talking to them and says, I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word findeth no room in you. Does the word, that is Jesus Christ, he's the word, find room in you? Are you making room? You got to make room. It just doesn't happen automatically. You got to dig. Anybody dug a hole in Texas? Pretty hard to do. A lot of rocks, a lot of clay. It's not easy. It takes a long time to dig, let's say, a 3-foot hole. A long time, a lot of sweat. That's what you got to do. Dig out the terrible stuff in your heart so that there's room. And the way you do that is by being aggressive and by looking for opportunities. It's as simple as that. This is Christianity. I hope you make changes because of what I said. And I hope that you continue to make changes. I hope that as you're reading the scriptures, things happen to you. It happens to me every day. When I read the scriptures, there's something that literally just is like a thunder clap just about every day. And also with the Psalms, too, since every single Psalm seems to be about Jesus Christ. If you read carefully, you'll see that's true. But if you haven't read them, then you won't know. So be aggressive. Say, oh, Father Seraphim mentioned the Psalter. I don't have any idea about the Psalter. I don't even have the 50th Psalm memorized. Well, go memorize it. Be aggressive. Say, I got to do it. And then start reading the Psalter. Start reading the Gospels. Pray for a list of people. Be more aggressive in having a real prayer rule. Be more aggressive in saying, well, you know, I really don't need to eat that hamburger because I'm hungry, even though I'm traveling and there's no other place. You know, it's Wednesday. I'll find something. I might even be able to go to the convenience store and get a piece of fruit. What an idea. Do something. Be aggressive and look for opportunities. This is the way we're saved. May God bless you and help you in all things. Amen.